I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. A listener named Mike Spear of Marshall, Minnesota writes, "Your show on being approached by a policeman when you're metal detecting in a park was interesting, but it just scratched the surface of the issue. You suggest telling the policeman the name of the person who granted you permission to detect, but what if nobody will grant you permission?" He says, "Here's my story. I contacted both the city and county police to ask about metal detecting restrictions. Neither responded. I tried calling, and nobody knew who to talk to. I found an email address for both the city and county for public questions, but I never received any reply. I stopped into the local Department of Natural Resources to see if they knew of any laws or regulations about metal detecting. They told me that I could use my detector on public property only if I had lost something that I was looking for. I could never dig, and I could not look for anything that I had not personally lost. I suspect that they are telling me no just because they don't want to put in the effort to check the laws. Should I ask them to quote me the specific laws so I can look them up? If they cannot tell me the applicable laws, then what? So my approach has been to detect in public parks unless there is a statement on the posted park rules that prohibits it. If a policeman ever approaches me, I will certainly be polite and point out that I checked the rules sign before detecting. Hopefully, all they will do is ask me to leave. If they fine me, I think I would go to court and fight it." A lot of good questions there, Mike. Here's what I suggest. First, before you ever take your metal detector to a park, check to see if your city ordinances are posted on the internet. For example, I Googled Champaign, Illinois city ordinances and found all the local ordinances online. There was no mention in those ordinances of metal detecting. So I then Googled Champaign, Illinois Park District, and I found the park usage rules. And there it was. One of the rules is that metal detecting is not allowed in city parks without written permission from the park district superintendent. Now, I don't have that letter, so I won't detect the local parks until I get permission. I do have a permission letter from the park department superintendent of a nearby town, and I carry that in my wallet whenever I detect in parks there. But back to our listener's problem. If you can't find anything online, next, ask at your city hall or your park district office. Drop by in person. And listen closely. Don't ask about metal detecting. Just ask if there is a flyer or pamphlet of local city or park district ordinances or where you could find such ordinances. If they have a book you can look through, or a flyer, or a pamphlet, and you find that metal detecting is listed, follow the rules. If metal detecting is not mentioned, that should give you the ammunition you need to keep you out of trouble. You may be stopped, you may be asked to leave, but I don't think you'll be arrested. You simply say, "Officer, I researched the city ordinances, and there is nothing in them that prohibits metal detecting in parks." If you hit a dead end in your research and you're not able to find city or park ordinances anywhere, you should still be okay. Just tell the questioning officer that you checked with City Hall and with the Park Department and you could not find anything that prohibited metal detecting in the local parks. Like I said, you may be asked to leave, but I don't think you'll be arrested. Now here's the kicker to this story. I just got another note from Mike. He says, "I searched the city ordinances, as you suggested, and there's no mention anywhere about metal detecting. I signed up for a committee to try to get a dog park for the town, and I am hoping to make some contacts in the Parks Department. I'm really excited about the dog park, but the networking opportunity is a nice bonus." Now that's an excellent idea, Mike. You can get a lot more done from the inside than from the outside. Thank you for your notes. I appreciate your listening, and you'll find more free articles on metal detecting at the bottom of my webpage, treasuremanual.com. That's treasuremanual, all one word, .com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.